This is the Maggie Dawn Show. My name is Jim Santel, sitting in for Maggie this afternoon, this hour, and next hour as well. I am joined here in the Civic Media Studios by my terrific producer. His name is Jacob. Together, we are taking your phone calls this hour and next hour. That phone number, 855-752-4842. Once again, that's 855-752-4842. You're going to want to be a part of our discussion because we indeed are talking about some very important issues today. In the third and fourth segments of this hour, I'm going to be joined by my former colleague and continuing great friend, partner for many years together in the U.S. Department of Justice. His name is John Vaudrey. He's going to come on the air and talk with all of us about his work right now and as he has done in the past to preserve democracy, specifically his affiliation with a group called Keep Our Republic. And he's going to come on and talk with us about the latest attacks on the 2020 election, the race, why it is important, where it's coming from, and what we need to do to push back on this notion that somehow our elections in America are the subjects, the products of fraud. John is going to be joining me in just a few minutes to talk about all that. And you can ask him questions as well. Again, that phone number, 855-752-4842. We invite your comments, your observations, especially about the discussion that I'm going to begin right now, and that is among the six cases that the Supreme Court issued just hours ago is this major case involving arguably on the surface birthright citizenship, but it turns out that's not what the Supreme Court decided. They specifically decided not to decide whether or not the president's position on the 14th Amendment, his executive order of the first day of his presidency, was legitimate or not. Instead, they issued an order that is far beyond just this issue related to that executive order. They described the now limited ability, the capacity of federal district court judges, of federal appellate court judges, to issue what are called universal or nationwide injunctions across the board. We know what this issue is all about. We've talked about it in the past. Where does it come up? How does it percolate here in this particular instance? Well, we know once again that the 14th Amendment of the Constitution seemed for at least 150 years, ever since it was passed in July of 1868, it says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the states wherein they reside. There's more to the 14th Amendment. Of course, we typically think of the 14th Amendment in terms of its basic core guarantees about due process and equal protection. Instead, since January 20th, we've been talking about that first sentence of the amendment, and in particular, the president's invocation of this notion that somehow the phrase subject to the jurisdiction thereof does not mean and excludes people who are not within his definition of born in the United States of America. Once again, Supreme Court taking that on based upon the lower courts from a number of them, three in particular affirmed by appellate courts, telling the president that indeed his executive order limiting birthright citizenship in ways that we have never seen before, unconstitutional, overturning, rejecting, rescinding what the president has done, ultimately prompting the president through the Department of Justice to appeal those lower court decisions to the United States Supreme Court. And sure enough, today, after an oral argument of a number of weeks ago, in which the Supreme Court was plainly somewhat divided, difficult to identify with great particularity exactly how they would come down on this. But in the end, the Supreme Court today limiting the ability of federal judges across the board, across the nation, to temporarily pause the president's executive orders, including this one related to birthright citizenship, goes far beyond just this particular order. The justices, once again, significantly did not make a ruling. They almost bent over backwards to say we are not specifically identifying our position on whether or not the Constitution of the United States of America should be interpreted in the way that indeed it has been interpreted for well over 100 years. We know, in fact, that the Supreme Court has in the past, in a case called Wong Kim Ark way back in 1898. Justice is determining at that time that Mr. Wong, who was the petitioner in that case, born in San Francisco to Chinese citizens, was indeed an American citizen. Why? Because he was born in the United States of America. Anyone born on U.S. soil is a citizen, regardless of the immigration status of their parents. That's the proposition that the president has rejected. And today, once again, the Supreme Court did not specifically affirm the president's position, but neither did it affirm what it has said ever since 1898. And frankly, in situations before then, instead, as of today, the United States Supreme Court saying that we are going to not just limit but restrict the capacity of federal district court judges to impose these injunctive orders nationwide, making them applicable beyond perhaps just the plaintiffs before them in a particular case, beyond the specific jurisdiction of the districts in which they're presiding. They stopped this order. They stopped the president's order and the implementation laws from taking effect for 30 days. But along the way, saying that after that 30-day period, once again, the nationwide injunctions will no longer hold. The 6-3 decision in this case, written by Justice Amy Coney Barrett, splitting among ideological lines, right down the, not the middle, but along ideological lines. We know well how those typically play out. The ruling means, again, that the practice of giving citizenship automatically to the U.S.-born children of undocumented immigrants and some temporary residents and visitors would end in the 28 states that have not challenged this order. We'll talk more about that, and we'll take our specific interview guest. His name is John Vaudrey, coming up next here on The Maggie Dawn Show.